This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
He's been on the beat for a while covering the Twins for the Star Tribune. Bobby Nightingale, good to visit with you. Always great. And Bobby, here at the end of 2025, thanks again for all the time this year. In the lead up to the season, spring training during the year, and here in the off season, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, always glad to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Bobby, it sounds as though things have stabilized a little bit. Changing of the guard, Tom Pollad's taken over, new partners are in. Kind of a lull around the holidays, but things are going to crank up in January for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like now it's kind of back to the roster, back to the everything on the field. Now that kind of everything settled off the field, you know, you had the obviously the season, but then you had Rocco Baldelli gets fired on the last, you know, the day after the season ends. Obviously, you mentioned the Tom Pollad, the ownership change, the minority owners was kind of a cloud that hovered over the team for such a long time. So now. Going into 2026, I feel like it's okay. What can they do to improve the roster a little bit, which is their goal, and, you know, get ready for spring training?
Yeah, and I think, you know, something big had to happen. Now I know there's a fan reaction. Well, you know, it's still the Pollads controlling and owning the team. But Tom Pollad said the right things. I still get the sense, and you probably get a lot of feedback from fans, Bobby, and I talk to a lot of Twins fans as well. It's kind of like, all right, now how are we going to rebuild the bullpen? What's this club going to look like on the field? Because being around the team for a long, long time and doing pregame and postgame for all those years, and we have the Twins here on the radio, that's what people really care about. You know, bottom line, who are the pitchers? Who's going to be out in the bullpen? What's that everyday lineup look like?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think it's fair to be skeptical, you know, of the Pollads. I mean, the payroll's going down next year, and it's going to be way down from where it was in 2023 when they made the playoffs. Right now it's down $60 million. So, I mean, you're talking about a significant amount that, you know, you can get a lot of free agents with that. If payroll was kind of restored to where it was, but, you know, payroll is going to be down, and I think, you know, fans are going to be frustrated by it. But yeah, I mean, you're going to have to rebuild a bullpen that you traded away, you know, Jawan Durand, Griffin Jacks, Louis Varland, guys that could have been around. But they did flip all those guys and get starters back. And I think that was kind of the front office's goal. Like, I think if you kind of gave them a redo right now, I think they'd make some of the same trades. I mean, I think they view it as they got – if you'd rather have starting pitchers than relievers, and the guys that aren't good at starting usually end up being okay in the bullpen. So I think they view it as they can convert some starters that aren't going to do well and make them solid relievers. I mean, that's what happened to Griffin Jacks. Cole Sands is another example where he's kind of that mediocre starter going up and down between AAA and the majors and turned out to be an okay reliever. So John Duran obviously started off as a starter when they traded for him. So I think they view it as their bullpen. Yeah, on paper, it doesn't look very good, but I think they view it internally as, you know, it's not as dire. Yeah, they have to add to it. Yeah, there's going to be some depth that they need to get, but I don't think they view it as they have the worst bullpen in baseball, and that's going to be the reason they don't win next year.
Yeah, and things could change, but when the Twins came out and made that statement, well, Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez aren't going anywhere, that's a pretty good start. I mean, in reality, and I think you and I talked about it, and I mentioned this going into the offseason, and there is a real bad taste in fans' mouths, and rightfully so, at the end of the 25 season. But if Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez are at the top of your rotation in 26, and Byron Buxton is still your center fielder, and you have some of these other guys in the lineup, you are not starting over. This is not, you know, this isn't a 100% rebuilding project. And if they do, and those two guys are at the top of the rotation on opening day, and Byron Buxton is out in center field and feeling great again, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a better spot than some teams are. Sure. I mean, you'd rather kind of be in their shoes than the Washington Nationals or, you know, some teams that finished, the Colorado Rockies. I think they look at it as, I mean, the computer systems, I mean, the projections like Fangraphs and ESPN, it's kind of a talking point in the offseason because there's not much else going on, but the Twins are projected to be kind of an 80-win-ish team, so kind of right around 500, which that's probably not going to get you a playoff spot. I mean, you're going to have to win 86, 87 games, probably at least 85. But I think they view it as, okay, we have a really good starting rotation. As you said, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan are at the front. Bailey Ober, they think he'll bounce back. I mean, last year was kind of a nightmare year for him, but he was pitching through a hip injury, so they feel like there is legitimate reason for him to bounce back. And then they have a bunch of young starters where, you know, Taj Bradley, Simeon Wood Richardson, Mick Abel, David Festa, Zebby Matthews, where there's only two spots for him. So I think they view it as, okay, if two of those five guys turn out to be okay this year, which I think is a reasonable expectation. And obviously not all of them are going to have great years. There's going to be injuries and all that things. But if two of those guys pan out, okay, you have a starting five where you're going to have a chance to win every day. Byron Buxton obviously highlights your lineup. They signed Josh Bell. They're hoping for Royce Lewis to kind of return to what he was. Matt Wallner, same thing. So there's things where, hope is going to be a big part of this, but also, you know, Royce Lewis has shown that he can be a good major leaguer at times. Matt Wallner, same thing. It's guys who have shown in the past that, okay, they're not terrible. They're not kind of what they were last year. But, yeah, they're going to be counting on a lot of guys to bounce back, too.
Yeah, and another X factor is Luke Kuechel, who, you know, did suffer from injuries and, you know, seemed to be injury-prone. But, you know, when healthy, you know, it's one of those guys where it's like, you know, he could be a difference maker in this lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he had a great, made a great impression for rookie season. As you mentioned, he missed a lot of games. Had that hit by pitch that cost him 3 months when he broke his forearm. But I forgot how many games he played. Say he played 50 games. He got on base in like 42 of the 50. I mean, he was, every time he was in the lineup, he was kind of a one-man spark plug. So they think he's the real deal hitting-wise. He's going to have to improve a little bit defensively, but, you know, he had a broken forearm he was recovering from. Before that, he had Tommy John surgery. So, you know, those probably contributed to some of the throwing errors that he had last year at second base. But he can hit, and they're excited about having him in the lineup for a full season and seeing what they can get from him. But if you look at kind of the infield, he's probably the one sure thing they have. I mean, Josh Bell too. I mean, he has a long track record of being at least above league average hitter. But Luke Kuechel is probably the number two guy you feel good about in that infield.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and as we turn the page, then it really starts to go quick. You know, Bobby, you covered the Reds. You've been on the Twins beat now. Your dad's covered the major leagues for a long time. You get beyond New Year's, and it's a countdown to events like the Winter Caravan, Twins Fest. Next thing you know, you're making plans to go down to spring training in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it does happen fast. I mean, this is kind of the halfway point of the off season from, you know, end of halfway from the World Series to the spring training. So, yeah, it's coming up quick. A lot of guys, you know, are going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic this spring as well. So, you know, Joe Ryan's going to pitch for Team USA. Byron Buxton and Pablo Lopez are kind of on that tentative list. So, Edward Julian's going to play as well for Team Canada. So, you know, guys are already gearing up early for that. You know, you have to be ready to play a little bit earlier than your typical spring. So guys are excited to get back out there. But like you mentioned, I mean, once Twins Fest comes, you know, the season's kind of right around the corner.
Yeah, and the thing about that, it seems as though the players really do enjoy the WBC. There were some people, well, does it get in the way of spring training and, you know, the potential for injury and all of that sort of thing. But it seems to be very popular among all the players.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of them will say, you know, that's exciting. It's more exciting than even a playoff, you know, a regular major league playoffs. I mean, it's just you're representing your country. Joe Ryan got to pitch for Team USA in the last Olympics, and he had a blast doing that. So, you know, it just means more. I mean, you see it in hockey, too. I mean, the World Juniors are in town, and when the NHL guys suit up and get to play against each other for their countries, I mean, it's just a different intensity. So I think that's what carries the most weight. And it was an exciting kind of finish last year. Japan beat the United States. It was Ohtani versus Trout for the final out. So, stars against stars, and Team USA, I mean, they have, you know, Paul Skeens, Tarek Skubal. I mean, the big names are showing out. It used to be pitchers didn't really want to do it because they're scared of injuries, but, you know, that's changed, and I think that shows kind of how much players believe in the tournament is, you know, you're getting all the star players to sign up to do it.
You know, Bobby, when we go into the new year and you talked about payroll being down with this club going forward, is there a chance that something changes, that they're not going to raise payroll $60 million like it was in 2023? But do you think if there is a deal, that there is some flexibility for Derek Falvey to make a move and add and show the fans? Because we started there, and I think we should maybe finish there, that there still is work to be done for the fans that, hey, we are serious about competing in the American League Central in 2026.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be much money to add in terms of like a significant. Okay. I mean, they're not going to sign Kyle Tucker or anything like that, but right. they do want to add relievers. There's not a ton of closer type relievers left, but you know, Danny Coulomb turned out to be a fine signing last year. Wouldn't be surprised. Not saying it's Danny Coulomb, but that type of signing. You know, those kind of mid-level relievers. I think they'll add a couple of those type of guys. Maybe they'll add one more hitter to a lower salary deal. So I think there's a little bit of flexibility for them to add. Maybe you have, I mean, there's trades to be made. I mean, they have so many left-handed hitting outfielders that they can trade off their roster. So I do think there's a chance for them to still be active and kind of make a splash that way. But I don't think they're going to make the big move where payroll is going to dramatically move.
Yeah, and by the way, I invite fans to check out Bobby's piece published about 10 days ago where you do a deep dive into the 40-man. And before we let you go, I just wanted to get a thought. You know, is there a player or two that could jump up from the minor leagues and help in 26? And if so, who is it?
Yeah, I think one is Emmanuel Rodriguez. Okay. He played in winter ball, the Dominican Winter League. He's a corner outfielder. Good athlete. Just he's been hurt basically his whole career, which that's kind of the story of almost all Twins prospects. He's rarely played more than 60 games per year, but he's a guy who he walks kind of like as much as Juan Soto does, a huge walk rate. Has crazy power. I mean, he's going to hit 400-foot homers, but he also strikes out a lot. So he's one of those guys that gets on base a ton, but you have to live with the strikeouts. And I do think he has a chance to be on the opening day roster. And then their top prospect, Walker Jenkins, another outfielder, he's pretty close. I mean, he finished the year in AAA, so maybe a couple of injuries away or a hot start in AAA. But, that's kind of their benefit is that they do have kind of a nice balance of prospects that are right on that cusp of AAA big leagues that should be able to contribute this upcoming year.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. Happy New Year. And like I say, the countdown already underway. The Winter Caravan Twins Fest, the end of the month, and then before you know it, off to Fort Myers. Do you have a spot picked out? Have you already got that booked?
Not that far. I've been looking at flights.
Right.
Dreamy of warmer weather.
Yeah, there you go. You got some weeks to go, but then it's off to the Grapefruit League. All right, Bobby, you have a good one. Hopefully we can visit again soon.
Sounds great. Happy New Year, Steve.
Yeah, there he is, Bobby Nightingale. Covers the Twins for the Star Tribune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.